Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Linda, you've been on hold. I have to send you a book of some kind for your patience. Grace, we'll have to get her address. Linda, thanks for your patience. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I found it interesting when you mentioned that Alzheimer's is like diabetes on the brain, and I know that connection of sugar and inflammation. And so my question is just, if you could elaborate on that, what exactly do you mean by it?
Yeah, so what we're actually seeing now is that 2 out of every 3 people now over the age of 80 have Alzheimer's or some form of dementia, and it's increasing. So the scary thing is we're also seeing a lot of increase when it comes to sugar-related disorders and diseases. In fact, when I was first in school, they taught it as adult-onset diabetes and childhood-onset diabetes. That's what they called it. Adults got diabetes between the ages of 50 and 70 years of age, and kids were young children. Well, they had to change that. They changed it because people started getting diabetes before the age of 50. So they changed it to type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And the reality is now we've seen diabetes go from people from between the ages of 50 to 70 to in their 40s, 30s, 20s. And wow. Now the youngest case at 9 years of age was just diagnosed this last year in 2015 with type 2 diabetes. But what that means is they've aged their pancreas to that of a 50 to 70-year-old in 9 years. That's what that means. And so all this sugar, we're speeding up the aging process. When it comes to Alzheimer's, we now know it is a vital process in why we get dementia and Alzheimer's. It's an inability for your brain to regulate blood sugar. But there's 2 other factors. In order to help prevent Alzheimer's, we know there's 3 things that you can really do to put them into your favor. Number one is balanced blood sugar, and that's throughout a lifestyle. So that means more than just 3 months, 6 months. We're talking about years of balanced, consistent blood sugar. Number two, staying socially active. That's a big one. What that means is not staying at home watching TV. They did a great study, a 99-year nun study, where they actually looked at the nuns and they found out that the nuns that were playing cards and talking and being part of social groups had a much, much better chance of not getting Alzheimer's and dementia. And the third part was antioxidants. Antioxidants come from fruit and vegetables and key supplements, things like vitamin C. And the people who had a high antioxidant diet, socially active and balanced blood sugar, they're the ones who are not getting dementia and Alzheimer's. So they actually are calling it in our world right now diabetes of the brain or type 3 diabetes.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.